Good morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we continue through the devotional journal, Watch Your Mouth, Choosing Words Which Honor Christ, we're looking at the topic of choosing solemn words. As Moses gathered the people of Israel around him, he charged them with God's words. And it talks about him solemnly addressing them because it was a serious situation. When you think of a solemn occasion or a solemn ceremony, well, what types of things come to mind? Perhaps a wedding or a funeral, even a church service sometimes. We recognize those as solemn occasions, and because we do so, there's certain things that we wouldn't do or wouldn't say. There's an attitude that we approach them with, an attitude of respect and reverence. While I believe there are times for humor, it's important that we know when that's appropriate and when the occasion calls for solemn words. Sometimes we become uncomfortable with serious things, and so we laugh it off. We kind of make light of it as so as to not dwell in that uncomfortable state any longer. There are times we do that about our relationship with Jesus. We're in a setting where we may be the only one who is a Christian, who walks and talks and acts and lives out their faith. And sometimes it's far too easy to laugh off our differences so that we can fit in, so that we don't have to be uncomfortable, so that they don't have to be uncomfortable. And yet I believe it's in those very moments when we are called upon to represent Jesus that the solemn words are needed the most. Not words filled with anger or hatred or judgment, but words filled with seriousness, with respect, with honor. Words that can tell those around us we mean what we say when we talk about Jesus transforming us, making us new, calling us His child. You see, I believe sometimes when we're not solemn and serious about our conversations about Jesus, the people around us get the idea that it's something that they can take or leave. It really doesn't matter one way or the other. They'll look at us and say, well, that's nice for you. You use that while it's convenient, and then you live like us when it's convenient to do that. You talk like us. You show little to no difference. You see, it's the solemn words that I believe helps people to see the seriousness when we're talking about Jesus. Sometimes those solemn words are a testimony of our life. It rather than laugh off how we were before Christ transformed us, to be serious about our recognition of the consequences of living outside of Christ. Our recognition of the consequences of living in the manner that we once lived in. Not as a funny thing or a flippant thing that we laugh about, but as a part of our life that has been transformed. It's no longer there because God has given us a new heart, a new mind, a new way of living. You see, choosing solemn words says that this thing about Jesus is serious stuff. My life loses its meaning without Him. And when we start saying that, people will often either become very uncomfortable, or they'll take a closer look to see why. Choosing solemn words requires us to pay attention to our surroundings, our settings, where we're at, who we're with, what the occasion calls for. The types of solemn words at a funeral are generally a bit different than the types of solemn words at a wedding. And yet they both really do call for solemn words. You see, it's that seriousness of both occasions. At a funeral, the seriousness of saying goodbye, of honoring a life, of comforting a family. At a wedding, the seriousness of the vows that are being made, the joy that should follow. The truth of life together. The challenge that God needs to be at the center. You see, when we fail to include the solemn words, we often make light, and sometimes not intentionally, but we make light of the situation. When we go into a wedding without the solemn words of reminders of the vows we make to each other and to God, we are more easily distracted. Because that reminder isn't in our mind, it isn't in our memories. Today, as we pray, I would ask you to spend time with God, that He would help you to understand when the occasion calls for solemn words. Understand how to speak those in ways that are listened to. So that the people around you take you serious when the discussion is about your relationship with Jesus, the faith that you live out. You see, the solemn words are words that match our actions. the actions and the words together show the seriousness of what we're saying. If we constantly talk about what God would have people to do, but those around us see that we don't do it, the words lose their solemn nature. In fact, they become a joke. Because people hear it and they laugh about it because we say it, but we don't do it. So is it really that important? Those are the things to spend time with God about. God, help me to make my words match my actions so that the seriousness of knowing you is seen and heard both. And when I talk about solemn words and the seriousness of those words, I'm not really talking about the strictness or the a manner in which would be undesirable, but a manner in which is believable. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us, that through your word you have given us solemn instruction, serious things to read and understand and apply in our life. Father, help us to be aware of the settings that we find ourselves in and the situations that we're a part of, that we would know the solemn words that we ought to speak. That the words that we speak about our relationship with Jesus would carry the seriousness that they ought to. That the people around us would not simply laugh off our claims to walk with you, but they would recognize that that is what's really happening. So that they could make an accurate decision on what they ought to do. Father, may our lives reflect our walk with you more fully every day that we live. And may your Spirit help us to choose words which would present to others the seriousness of having a relationship with you. The serious need, the serious commitment, the serious results. Father, may our solemn words not detract from the joy that you've put within us. May we not mistake judgmental words or harsh words or angry words for solemn words. May we learn how to speak these serious words with an attitude of joy that you've put within us. God, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our communities. I pray that they would know the seriousness of our relationship with you. Those that watch us the most and are closest in our life, that see us unprotected when our guard is down, may the things that we say in church or around other believers be reflected in the solemnness of the words that we use in our homes when we talk about our relationship with you, when we talk about our obedience to Christ, when we talk about our awareness and listening to your Spirit. When when we talk about the authority of your word. Father, today I pray that we would take you seriously, and that it would reflect in the way that we speak, the way that we act, the way that we interact with people. Father, as we pray, I continue to pray for your church, the people that have responded to your calling. That we would, each one of us would see the seriousness of your commands and your instructions and our need to obey and follow and share and love and do the things that you've called us to do. Father, when we spend time in your word, may we understand the solemn nature of what you've presented to us. Rather than laugh off the parts we don't understand or ignore the parts that we don't like, may we come to you for greater understanding, for greater willingness on our part to allow the power of your Spirit to transform us more fully each day. Father, may your word be the basis for the solemn words that we choose, the solemn words that we use. May Jesus be our example on how to express those in ways that show love and compassion. Father, today, may we represent Jesus well. May the choice of our words and the choice of when to use them and how to use them be such that it lifts up Jesus in a way that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.